Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Jules Vicky and Danny Ryan here to talk about a new Ballet Conservatory Spring Workshop coming up in just a few short weeks, a new opportunity for dancers of all ages here in Sitka. Thank you, Jules and Danny, for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you guys in. And so talking a little about you guys, you are not new faces to Sitka. You've been dancers here to come in teach within Sitka for a number of years now, now going to be making permanent residence here in Sitka. And this is a new class you're going to be offering beyond just your summer teaching. So I guess just as an introduction to yourselves, what has been your background in teaching here in Sitka and with dance in general?
Yeah, so we've been involved with Sitka as dance educators for 11 years now. Excuse me. And we started at the Fine Arts Camp. We've done a number of workshops here at the schools, at Keats specifically. And my collaborator, Adam McKinney, and I founded Dance Alaska Project in 2016 and did 3 summers of that. That ran after the Fine Arts Camp. And yeah, we've been dance educators now for, we have about 30 years of dance experience professionally, and I'll let Jules introduce herself.
Yeah, I have had the pleasure of teaching at the Fine Arts Camp during the summer and supporting both Danny and Adam in their incredible outreach program that they created. And I've been teaching for quite a while back in Colorado and Wisconsin, so, and now here. So exciting.
And ballet has been the kind of the central focus of the dance art form that both of you have focused on in your teaching and dancing careers.
Correct. We were both professional ballet dancers and contemporary dancers as well. Our main area of expertise is ballet, as well as contemporary and dance composition. So, and community outreach. Those are our like core strengths.
Awesome. And so this new ballet conservatory that you're putting together with the spring workshop is taking all those pieces and bringing them together is what it sounds like. So this spring workshop that you have coming up starting first week in April, tell us a little bit about it. What is this workshop? What is it all about? What are you putting together for it?
This is a lovely opportunity for us to present to this awesome community our skills in dance and allow people who might have never tried dance a chance to try dance. And hopefully they will enjoy it.
Excellent. Yeah. So this is going to be something for new dancers? Is this opportunities for maybe folks who have dabbled in dance previously?
We offer something for everybody. The 3 classes on Saturday focus primarily on new dancers, younger dancers, dancers who've wanted to try dance before but haven't had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. The Friday afternoon and evening classes are 10+, intermediate and advanced level dancers all the way to adult. Mm-hmm. That's our target for Friday night.
So this is going to be a 6-week course. So you said Friday and Saturday courses over the course of 6 weeks. So introducing the younger audience to dance for the first time, and then more advanced techniques for those who've dabbled in it before. Is this going to be focusing on ballet specifically? Is there any particular aspects of things that you're going to be focusing on? Any specific, I guess, goals for this workshop?
Of course. So the main style that we're focusing on is ballet. And then on Friday, we have the opportunity for those who have dabbled in dance, mm-hmm. The chance to explore contemporary dance, which can be a large grouping of different styles put together. Which is really fun and exciting because you can get a little creative, mm-hmm. and use music that's not so classical sometimes. So that's where we're going to start with. And who knows in the future what we can present as well.
Yeah, because you mentioned before we went on air that this is the sampler to start, to have introduce not only, introducing people in the community to dance who maybe haven't had it the opportunity to dabble before, but also introducing yourselves to the community with the hopes that more in-depth courses being offered later in the year. So do you have specific hopes on in the future for more involved classes and beyond just a 6-week sampler? What sort of dance education you would be providing or giving the opportunity for in Sitka?
We're really excited to launch a full offering of classes in the fall, and we haven't fleshed out what that all looks like. Our big goal is creating a nurturing place for dancers to come and learn ballet. We have a community education focus and a community engagement mindset. Mm-hmm. So we want to eventually work with our dancers to engage with their community through what they're learning. And we also want to make sure that not only are they strong technical dancers, but engaged members in their community. So we have an extensive history at teaching different styles of dance. We want to start with our primary focus, which is ballet, and then branch that out as we grow to evolve into the other areas of dance that we have expertise in.
Right. Yeah, get that solid foundation,
correct,
get that technical stuff done, and then move out from there. And you'd also mentioned, again, before we came on air, that the idea that the skills and the knowledge that you learn within ballet, both the, I guess, the technical aspects of it, the ideas of creativity and flexibility in many different aspects, goes beyond just what you do in the studio and what you do with your dance partners. That's something you want to incorporate,
absolutely,
into a larger audience.
We want to make sure if we're not creating or engaging with students that want to become full-time professional ballet dancers or have a professional career in dance, we want to make sure that the time they spend with us allows them to be better at whatever it is that they choose. I had a personal experience where I had to step outside of dance education to help take care of my mom. And all the skills that I learned as a dancer allowed me to thrive and flourish in the corporate world. Which, if I hadn't been a professional ballet dancer and without a proper, you know, traditional college education, I don't know that I could have transitioned as well. Mm. So allowing our dancers to understand what you learn here is not just for the studio, but it's for beyond the studio. It's about who you are as a person, and it's about how you engage and interact with your community, and how you can take the creative mindset and transition that into whatever it is that you want to do. So no time wasted. Everything is added value.
That's a really beautiful way to think about that. Because it is a very demanding activity, both mentally and physically, and to put that out there of, you can come in not wanting to go and become a professional dancer, mm-hmm, but that doesn't mean that the time that you spent and the effort you put into this is somehow wasted. That is all of this is going to becoming a more developed, a better person in some way. It's a really cool to have that focus from the get-go of all of this is worth it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's really cool. So for this conservatory coming up, you said it's for all ages. Do you have specific age groupings that you are doing for to kind of break things up for these different classes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a pre-ballet, which is, you know, the 3 and 4 year olds. And then we have an intro to ballet, which is 5 and 7 year olds. We have a ballet 1 class, which is from 8 to 10. And then we have an intermediate and advanced ballet class. And that's when it gets to 10 all the way up to adults. So if you're in that age range and you're in the intermediate advanced, that would be an awesome class. And then we have a contemporary that's also for 10 and older, intermediate, awesome, advanced as well.
And registration and like all the kind of the fine details on all of this, that can be found at the Fine Arts Camp website?
Yeah, fineartscamp.org/ballet. also the posters around town, there's a QR code. Mm-hmm. You can do that. If the QR code doesn't work on your phone for whatever reason, you can email us at sebcsitka@gmail.com.
Awesome. So this is, again, going to be a six-week workshop for those new or already acquainted with dance, for a chance to meet you guys with your new ballet conservatory being introduced here to Sitka. Well, we're out of time this morning, but Jules and Danny, thanks for coming in this morning and talking more about your background in dance and the dancing you're going to be bringing here to Sitka and all of the aspiring and current dancers we have here. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.